It's Monday, the 16th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5pm news. Following the 11 December 2024 data breach that exposed the information of over 600,000 Telkom Namibia clients, the Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Emma Teofele, said that the government's priority is to ensure the compromised information does not negatively impact the affected citizens.
The Data Protection Bill is finalized and currently with the Cabinet Committee on Legislation. Once that process is complete, it will be tabled in the National Assembly. In regards to the current breach, investigations are still ongoing. The government's priority at this time is to ensure that every affected citizen's information does not adversely affect them. And the government would also like to ensure the readiness of every institution and citizens in the event of future incidences of this nature. Until the investigation reaches a very advanced stage, we'll periodically update the nation. But as of now, this is what I can communicate in terms of the interventions by the state.
Putting the scale of the breach into context and perspective, cybersecurity and digital strategy consultant Nrupesh Soni describes the leaked data as alarmingly substantial.
The data that was breached is quite a substantial amount on citizens, companies, ID copies, other private documents. The significance of that size of data just shows the number of files. It's 450,000 of files. That's almost 500,000 files. That's a lot of data. There is board minutes, board documents, finance documents, personnel documents. There is everything that Telkom Namibia had over their 4 or 5 servers internally. So there are a lot of different kinds of data that is leaked, like contracts. Every telecom mobile number contract was there. So like a PDF file has your ID copy, passport copy, your contract, your bank details, bank statement. It's all there. And this should not have been open like this. This should have been encrypted from the day one.
The Namibia Media Professionals Union, NAMPU, received official certification on 13 December 2024 under the Labour Act. Acting Secretary General Jemima Birkes called it a milestone and a reminder of the continued fight for journalists' rights and better working conditions.
Today we mark a very proud moment as NAMPU, the Namibia Media Professionals Union, is officially registered as a journalist union. While we celebrate this achievement, though, we know we have our work cut out for us. This union is our protection. This union has been born out of hard work and the contributions of every single journalist in this country who believed in its necessity. Together, we have built a foundation to defend our rights, but the journey ahead requires all of us to stand united and continue pushing for what is right.
The West African bloc ECOWAS has asked Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger to take the next 6 months to reconsider their decision to withdraw from the group. Leaders of the bloc gave this grace period at the 66th ECOWAS summit in Abuja on Sunday.
Relations between ECOWAS and the three countries soured following coups in Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger in 2020, 2022 and 2023, with the military leaders accusing ECOWAS of aligning more with Western interests. ECOWAS ministers are expected to hold an extraordinary meeting in the second half of 2025 to plan for future relations with the three countries post-exit. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.
And hundreds of people are feared dead after Cyclone Chido slammed into the French island of Mayotte. It's the worst cyclone to hit the territory in 90 years.
Cyclone Chido brought winds of more than 225 kilometers an hour, downing trees, power lines and flattening homes. Footage from the islands, which is located between Madagascar and Mozambique, shows widespread destruction. Hundreds of rescue workers have been sent from France to the island, and the disaster is the first crisis for the new prime minister to deal with. François Bayrou only took office on Friday. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.